The barman rowed back. We trolled up the lake beyond Streza, and then down not far from shore. I held the taut line and felt the faint pulsing of the spinner revolving while I looked at the dark November water of the lake and the deserted shore. The barman rowed with long strokes, and on the forward thrust of the boat, the line throbbed. Once I had a strike. The line hardened suddenly and jerked back. I pulled and felt the live weight of the trout, and then the line throbbed again. I had missed him.
Did he feel big?
Pretty big.
Once, when I was out trolling alone, I had the line in my teeth, and one struck and nearly took my mouth out.
The best way is to have it over your leg, I said. Then you feel it and don't lose your teeth. I put my hand in the water. It was very cold. We were almost opposite the hotel now.
I have to go in, the barman said, to be there for 11 o'clock. L'heure de cocktail.
All right. I pulled in the line and wrapped it on a stick notched at each end. The barman put the boat in a little slip in the stone wall and locked it with a chain and padlock.
Anytime you want it, he said, I'll give you the key.
Thanks. We went up to the hotel and into the bar. I did not want another drink so early in the morning, so I went up to our room. The maid had just finished doing the room and Catherine was not back yet. I lay down on the bed and tried to keep from thinking. When Catherine came back, it was all right again. Ferguson was downstairs, she said. She was coming to lunch.
I knew you wouldn't mind, Catherine said.
No, I said.
What's the matter, darling?
I don't know.
I know. You haven't anything to do. All you have is me and I go away.
That's true.
I'm sorry, darling. I know it must be a dreadful feeling to have nothing at all suddenly.
My life used to be full of everything, I said. Now, if you aren't with me, I haven't a thing in the world.
But I'll be with you. I was only gone for 2 hours. Isn't there anything you can do?
I went fishing with the barman.
Wasn't it fun?
Yes.
Don't think about me when I'm not here.
That's the way I worked it at the front, but there was something to do then.
Othello, with his occupation gone, she teased.
Othello was a nigger, I said. Besides, I'm not jealous. I'm just so in love with you that there isn't anything else.
Will you be a good boy and be nice to Ferguson?
I'm always nice to Ferguson, unless she curses me.
Be nice to her. Think how much we have, and she hasn't anything.
I don't think she wants what we have.
You don't know much, darling, for such a wise boy.
I'll be nice to her.
I know you will. You're so sweet.
She won't stay afterward, will she?
No, I'll get rid of her.
And then we'll come up here.
Of course. What do you think I want to do?